The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Hosea, Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh which came to Hosea, son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel. The starting point of the word of Yahweh by Hosea. Yahweh said to Hosea, "Go, take for yourself a wife of prostitutions and children of prostitutions, for the land has been committing prostitution, yea, prostitution, away from Yahweh." So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she became pregnant and bore for him a son. Yahweh said to him, "Call his name Jezreel, for in a little while I will visit the blood of Jezreel on the house of Jehu, and I will cause the kingdom of the house of Israel to cease. It will be in that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the vale of Jezreel." Then she became pregnant again and bore a daughter. And he said to him, "Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I shall not continue further to have compassion on the house of Israel or bear, yea, bear with them. Yet on the house of Judah I shall have compassion, and I will save them by Yahweh their Elohim. Yet I shall not save them by bow or by sword or by battle, by horses or by horsemen." She weaned Lo-Ruhamah, and she became pregnant again and bore a son. Then he said, "Call his name Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your I am becoming. Yet the number of the sons of Israel will become as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. It will be in the place where it was being said to them, 'Not my people are you,' it shall be said to them, 'Sons of the living El.' The sons of Judah and the sons of Israel will be convened together. They will place one head over them, and they will go up from the land, for great is the day of Jezreel." Chapter 2. Say to your brothers Ami and to your sisters Ruhamah, "Contend with your mother, contend, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she shall take away the signs of her prostitutions from her face, and of her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I should strip her naked and put her forth as on the day of her birth, and make her like a wilderness, and set her like an arid land, and put her to death with thirst. On her sons I shall not have compassion, for sons of prostitutions are they. For their mother committed prostitution. She who was pregnant with them caused shame. For she had said, 'Let me go after my lovers, the providers of my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drinks.' Therefore, behold me hedging her way with briars, and I will dike up a stone dike against her, so that she cannot find her access ways. Then she will pursue her lovers, yet shall not overtake them, and she will seek them, yet shall not find them. Then she will say, 'Let me go and return to my first husband, for then it was better for me than now.' Yet she knew not that I gave her the grain and the grape juice and the clarified oil. And I increased silver and gold for her, which they made into a bale. Therefore I shall return, and I will take my grain in its season, and my grape juice in its appointed time. And I will reclaim my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now I shall expose her decadence to the eyes of her lovers, and no man shall rescue her from my hand. And I will cause all her elation to cease, her festival, her new moon, her Sabbath, and her every appointed feast. And I will desolate her vine and her fig tree, of which she says, 'They are a fee for me which my lovers gave to me,' and I will make them a wild wood, and the wild animal of the field will devour them, and the fowl of the heavens, and the reptile of the ground. I will visit on her the days of the Balaam, in which she was fuming incense to them, and ornamenting herself with her pendant and her eardrop, when she was going after her lovers, and she forgot me, averring as Yahweh. Therefore, behold, I will entice her, and I will conduct her to the wilderness, and I will speak to her heart. I will give her vineyards to her from there, and the veil of Achor for a portal of expectation, and she will respond there as in the days of her youth, and as the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. It will be in that day, evering as Yahweh, she shall call me my husband, and no longer shall she call me my possessor. I will take away the names of the Balaam from her mouth, and no longer shall they be remembered by their name. I will contract for them a covenant in that day with the animal of the field, and with the fowl of the heavens, and the reptile of the ground. I shall also banish bow and sword and battle weapon from the earth, and I will cause them to lie down in serenity. I will betroth you to me for the eon, and I will betroth you to me in righteousness, and in right judgment, and in benignity, and in compassions. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness. Then you will know that I am Yahweh, and it will be in that day that I shall respond. Avering is Yahweh. I shall respond to the heavens, and they shall respond to the earth, and the earth shall respond to the grain, and the grape juice, and the clarified oil, and they shall respond to Jezreel. Then I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have compassion on Lo-Ruhamah. And I will say to Lo-Ami, my people are you. And he shall say, Yahweh, my Elohim, are you. Chapter 3. Then Yahweh said to me, again go love a woman who is loving an associate and is an adulteress, according to the love of Yahweh for the sons of Israel, though they are turning around to other Elohim and are lovers of raisin cakes. So I bargained for her for myself for 15 silver pieces and a homer of barley and a lethic of barley. I said to her, many days shall you dwell as mine. You shall not commit prostitution, and you shall not become another man's. And also I shall not go unto you. For many days shall the sons of Israel dwell without king, and without chief official, and without sacrifice, and without altar, and without ephod or Urim and Thummim. Afterward the sons of Israel shall return, and they will seek Yahweh their Elohim, and David their king. They will come in awe to Yahweh and to his goodness in the latter days. Chapter 4. Hear the word of Yahweh, sons of Israel. For Yahweh has a contention against the dwellers of the land. For there is no faithfulness, and there is no kindness, and there is no knowledge of Elohim in the land. Imprecation and dissimulation and murder and stealing and adultery. They breach forth in the land. And bloodsheddings, they touch off bloodsheddings. Therefore the land shall mourn, and every dweller in it shall be wasted away with the animal of the field, and with the fowl of the heavens, and even the fish of the sea they shall be gathered away. Yea, a man he must not be contending, and a man must not be reproving another. Yet my people are like those who contend against the priest. You stumble in the day, and also the prophet stumbles with you at night. I will still your mother. My people will be stilled because of lack of knowledge. Seeing that you reject knowledge, I shall reject you from serving as priest for me. And since you are forgetting the law of your Elohim, I also shall forget your sons. According to their multitude, so they sin against me. They change my glory into dishonor. They feed off the sin of my people, and they lift up their soul to their depravity. Then it will be like people, like priest. I will visit on him his ways, and his actions shall I reverse upon him. They will eat, yet they shall not be satisfied. They will commit prostitution, yet they shall not be breaching forth, for they forsake Yahweh to observe prostitution. Wine and grape juice, they shall captivate the heart of my people. It consults its wood, and its stave foretells for it. For the spirit of prostitution, it leads them astray, so that they are committing prostitution away from their Elohim. On the summits of the mountains, they are sacrificing. And on the hills they are fuming incense, under the oak and the white poplar and the terebinth, for good is their shade. Therefore your daughters are committing prostitution, and your daughters-in-law are committing adultery. I shall not visit punishment on your daughters because they are committing prostitution, or on your daughters-in-law because they are committing adultery, for they, the men, are going apart with the prostitutes, and with the cult prostitutes they are sacrificing. And the people who are not understanding shall flounder. Though you, Israel, are committing prostitution, let not Judah be guilty. You must not be entering Gilgal, and you must not be going up to Beth-Aven, and you must not be swearing, as Yahweh lives. For as a young cow is stubborn, so is Israel stubborn. Shall Yahweh now graze them like a he-lamb in a wide place? Ephraim is joined to fetishes. Leave him alone. When their grog is withdrawn, they commit prostitution, yea, prostitution. Her shielders love, yea, they love dishonor. The wind has bundled her up in its wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Chapter 5. Hear this, priests, and attend, house of Israel, and house of the king, give ear, because for you is the judgment. For you became a snare for Mizpah, and a net spread over Tabor. The swervers deepen the pit, yet I am the discipliner for them all. I know Ephraim and Israel, he is not suppressed from me. For now, Ephraim, you cause prostitution. Israel is defiled. Their actions do not allow them to return to their Elohim, for the spirit of prostitution is in their midst, so that they do not know Yahweh. Israel's pride answers against his face, and Israel and Ephraim are being stumbled in their depravity. Judah too stumbles with them. With their flock and with their herd they shall go to seek Yahweh, yet they shall not find him. He has extricated himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against Yahweh, for they have begotten alien sons. Now the beetle shall devour them with their portions. Blow a trumpet in Gibeah, a bugle in Ramah. Raise a shout of alarm in Beth Avon. Look behind you, Benjamin. Ephraim, it shall become a desolation in the day of reproof. Among the tribes of Israel, I make known what is faithful. The chief officials of Judah become like those who move away boundary markers. On them I shall pour out my rage like water. Ephraim shall be exploited, bruised in judgment, for he is disposed to go after futility. And I will be like the moth to Ephraim, and like rottenness to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his illness, and Judah his malady, then Ephraim went to Assyria, and he sent messengers to the great king. Yet he was not able to heal you, nor cure you of your malady. For I will be like a black lion to Ephraim, and like a sheltered lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, shall tear to pieces and go away. I shall carry off, and there will be no rescuing. I shall go again to my place until they are pleading guilty, and they seek my face. In their distress they shall seek me early, saying, Chapter 6, come, let us return to Yahweh our Elohim, for he tore to pieces, and he shall heal us. He smote, and he shall bind us up. He shall make us alive after 2 days. On the third day he shall raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us pursue to know Yahweh. As the dawn is certain, so is his coming forth. He shall come to us like the downpour, like the latter rain that soaks the land. What shall I do to you, Ephraim? What shall I do to you, Judah? When your kindness is like morning clouds and like early dew that goes away. Therefore I hew by the prophets, I kill them by the sayings of my mouth, when my judgment comes forth like light. For I desire kindness and not sacrifice, and knowledge of Elohim rather than a sin offerings. Yet they, like a human, trespass against the covenant. There they are treacherous against me. Gilead is a town of contrivers of lawlessness, whose heel prints are bloody. Like the tearing of a bandit, the priests are hiding in the way. They are murdering towards Shechem, for they commit crime in the homeland of Israel. I see a horrible thing there, the prostitution of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Moreover, Judah, a harvest is set for you, when I would reverse the captivity of my people. Chapter 7. Whenever I would heal Israel, then the depravity of Ephraim was revealed in the evils of Samaria. Indeed, they contrive falsehood. The thief is breaking in, and the raiding party merges into the street. They do not at all think in their heart that I remember all their evil. Now their own actions surround them. They are in front of my face. With their evil they are rejoicing the king, and with their sham, the chief officials. All of them are adulterers, like a stove blazed up by a baker, who can cease stoking from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king, the chief officials are ill with the fury of wine. He draws forth his hand to the mockers. Indeed, they are kindled like a stove. Their heart, it consumes within them. All the night their anger is asleep. In the morning it is consuming like a blazing fire. All of them, they are well heated like a stove, and they devour their judges. All their kings, they fall. There is no one among them calling to me. Ephraim among the peoples, is he mingling himself? Ephraim, he is an ember cake, unturned. Aliens devour his vigor, yet he does not know it. Moreover, gray hair, it sneaks in on him, yet he does not know it. Israel's pride answers against his face, yet they do not return to Yahweh their Elohim, nor do they seek him despite all this. And Ephraim is like a dove, easily duped and mindless. On Egypt they call, to Assyria they go. Just as they are going, I shall spread my net over them. Like the fowl of the heavens, I shall bring them down. I shall discipline them according to the report of their evil. Woe to them, for they wander from me. Devastation to them, for they transgress against me. When I am ransoming them, then they speak lies against me. And they do not cry out to me with their heart, for they are howling on their beds. Over grain and grape juice they are stirring themselves up. They are withdrawing from me. And I disciplined, I made their arms steadfast, yet against me are they devising evil. They are not returning to the Supreme. They become like a deceptive bow. Their chief officials shall fall by the sword because of the menace of their tongue. This shall bring derision on them in the land of Egypt. Chapter 8. To your mouth with the trumpet, one like a vulture is over the house of Yahweh, because they trespass against my covenant, and against my law they transgress. To me shall they cry out, My Elohim, we, Israel, know you. Israel casts off the good. An enemy shall pursue him. They made kings, yet not from me. They made chief officials, yet I did not acknowledge them. From their silver and their gold they make fetishes for themselves, so that they may be cut off. Cast off your calf, Samaria. Hot is my anger against them. How long shall they be incapable of innocency? For even this is from Israel. An artificer, he made it, and no Elohim is it. For the calf of Samaria shall be turned to flares. Indeed, they are sowing the wind, and they shall reap the sweeping whirlwind. There is no raised grain for him. The sprout, it shall fail to yield meal. If perhaps it should yield, aliens would swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now they come to be among the nations as an instrument in which there is no delight. For they ascend to Assyria, an onager, solitary. By himself is Ephraim. They dispense to lovers. Moreover, seeing that they are dispensing among the nations, I shall now convene them. They shall travail in a little while under the load of the king and chief officials. For Ephraim increases altars for sinning. They have become to him altars for sinning. I wrote for him the many things of my law. They are reckoned as though alien. As for the sacrifices of grantings to me, they are sacrificing the flesh, and they are eating it. Yahweh does not accept them. Now he is remembering their depravity and is noting their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Israel is forgetting his maker, and he is building palaces, and Judah increases fortressed cities. Yet I will send fire into his cities, and it will devour their citadels. Chapter 9. Do not rejoice, Israel. Do not exult like the peoples, for you commit prostitution away from your Elohim. You love a fee on all the threshing floors of grain. The threshing floor and the winnovat shall not know them, and the grape juice shall disavow them. They shall not dwell in the land of Yahweh. Ephraim will return to Egypt, and in Assyria they shall eat unclean food. They shall not libate wine to Yahweh, and they shall not be congenial to him. Their sacrifices will be like bread of sorrow to them. All who are eating it, they are defiling themselves. For their bread is for their own soul. It shall not enter the house of Yahweh. What shall you do on the day of appointment and on the day of the festival of Yahweh? For if they should go away from devastation, Egypt, it shall convene them. Memphis, it shall entomb them. Their coveted things of silver, the stinging nettle shall tenant them. The thistle shall be in their tents. The days of visitation will come. The days of repayment will come. Let Israel know. The prophet is considered foolish. The man of the spirit mad because of the multitude of your depravity and the vast animosity. The watchman of Ephraim is with my Elohim. As for the prophet, a trapper's snare lies upon all his pathways. Animosity in the house of his Elohim. Deeply they corrupt themselves as in the days of Gibeah. He shall remember their depravity. He shall call their sins to account. Like grapes in a wilderness, I found Israel. Like the first fruit on the fig tree, in its first season, I saw your fathers. But when they came to Baal Peor, they sequestered themselves to the shameful thing, and they became abominations like that which they loved. Ephraim is like the fowl. Their glory shall fly away, without birth, without fruitful womb, without pregnancy. For if they are bringing up their sons, then will I bereave them of every human. Indeed, woe also to them when I withdraw from them. Ephraim, just as I have seen, like Tyre, is transplanted into a homestead. Yet Ephraim must bring forth his sons to the killer. Give to them, O Yahweh, what shall you give? Give to them a miscarrying womb and shriveled breasts. All their evil is seen in Gilgal. Indeed, there I have hated them. On account of the evil of their actions, I shall drive them out from my house. I shall not continue to love them. All their chief officials are stubborn. Smitten is Ephraim. Their root is dried up. They shall no longer yield fruit. Even if they give birth, I will put to death the coveted ones of their belly. My Elohim shall reject them, for they did not hearken to him, and they shall become wanderers among the nations. Chapter 10. Israel is a regressing vine. His fruit is equal to him. According to the abundance of his fruit, he increases the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they make skillful monuments. Their heart deals slickly. Now they shall be held guilty. He shall break the necks of their altars. He shall devastate their monuments. Indeed, now they shall say, "We have no king, for we do not fear Yahweh. And the king, what can he do for us?" They speak words invoking futility, contracting a covenant. And judgment will bud like a poisonous plant on the furrows of the field. The tabernaclers of Samaria shall be stirred up for the grand heifer of Beth Avon, for its people mourn over it, as well as its idolatrous priests who were exulting over it, over its glory, for it departs from it. It too shall be fetched to Assyria, a present to the great king. Ephraim shall take shame, and Israel shall be ashamed because of his counsel. Samaria will be stilled. Its king will be like froth on the surface of water. The high places of Avon will be exterminated. The sin of Israel, the thorn and the weed shall grow up on their altars. And they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." Since the days of Gibeah you have sinned, Israel. There they have stayed. Did not the battle against the sons of iniquity overtake them in Gibeah? When I come, then I shall discipline them, and peoples will be gathered against them when they are disciplined for their double depravities. Yet Ephraim is a heifer being taught, loving to thresh. I will pass the yoke over her good neck. I shall cause Ephraim to be ridden. Judah shall plow, Jacob shall harrow for him. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of kindness, till for yourselves the fallow ground. Then is the time to seek after Yahweh, until he shall come and direct righteousness to you. You plow wickedness, iniquity you reap. You eat the fruit of dissimulation, for you trust in your chariots, in the multitude of your masters of war. Yet a tumult will rise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be devastated, like Shalman's devastation of Beth Arbel in the day of battle, when the mother was dashed to pieces on the sons. Thus will he do to you, house of Israel, in view of the evil of your evil. In the dawn the king of Israel will be stilled, yea, stilled. Chapter 11. When Israel was a youth, then I loved him, and from Egypt I called my son. As I called to them, so they went from my presence. To the Baalim they are sacrificing, and to carvings they are fuming incense. I taught the feet of Ephraim, taking him by his arms. Yet they did not know that I healed them. With the cord lines of a human am I drawing them, with the ropes of love. And I am becoming to them as those raising up the yoke from their cheeks. And I am stretching out to him, and I am feeding him. He shall return to the land of Egypt, and the Assyrian, he shall be his king, seeing that they refuse to turn back. The sword will whirl in his cities and will destroy his pretenses, and it will devour them because of their own counsels. My people are hung up on backsliding from me. Though they are proclaiming him as the supreme, not one is exalting him. How can I surrender you, Ephraim? Shall I give you up, Israel? How can I surrender you like Adma? Shall I make you like Zeboim? My heart is turned in me. My comfortings are altogether fervid. I shall not execute the heat of my anger. I shall not return to ruin Ephraim, for I am El and not a man, the Holy One in your midst, and I shall not come against any city. They shall follow after Yahweh. He shall roar like a lion. Indeed, he shall roar, and the sons shall tremble from the sea. They shall tremble like a bird from Egypt, and like a dove from the land of Assyria. And I will cause them to dwell in their houses, averring as Yahweh. Ephraim surrounds me with dissimulation, and the house of Israel with deceit. Yet Judah, he still goes on with El, and remains faithful with the holy places. Chapter 12. Ephraim is grazing on wind and is pursuing the east wind. The entire day he is increasing lying and hypocrisy, and they are contracting a covenant with Assyria, and oil is being fetched to Egypt. Yet Yahweh has a contention with Judah, and will call Jacob to account according to his ways. And according to his actions, he shall recompense him. In the belly he took his brother by the heel, yet in his virility he was upright with Elohim. And he is setting to work with the messenger and is prevailing. He laments and is supplicating to him. In Bethel he is finding him, and there he is speaking with him. Yahweh is the Elohim of hosts. Yahweh is his name. And you to your Elohim shall you return. Keep kindness and right judgment, and be expectant toward your Elohim continually. A trafficker in his hand are scales of deceit. He loves to exploit. Hence Ephraim is saying, "Yea, I am rich. I find virility for myself. In all my labor, they shall not find with me depravity, which is sin. Yet I, Yahweh, am your Elohim. I brought you up from the land of Egypt. Again I shall cause you to dwell in tents, as in the days of the appointed assembly. I spoke by the prophets, and I increased the vision, and by the hand of the prophets I used likenesses. If Gilead was lawless, yea, they have become futility. In Gilgal they sacrifice bulls. Moreover, their altars are like mounds on the furrows of a field. Jacob fled away to the field of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept cattle. Yet by a prophet Yahweh brought up Israel from Egypt, and by a prophet was he kept guarded. Ephraim provoked him most bitterly to vexation, and he shall leave his blood guilt on him, and his reproach his Lord shall recompense to him." Chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke, there was trepidation. He lifted himself up in Israel. Yet he incurred guilt with the Baal and died. And now they are continuing to sin, and they are making a molten image for themselves from their silver, according to their model of fetishes, the work of artificers, all of them. To them they are saying, shall be the sacrifices of a human. They shall kiss the calves. Therefore they shall become like morning clouds, and like early dew that goes away, like trash that is being tossed by a tempest, and like smoke from a crevice. Yet I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who established the heavens and created the earth, whose hands created all the host of the heavens. Yet I did not show them to you that you should go after them when I brought you up from the land of Egypt. You shall not know an Elohim except me, and there is no Savior unless it is I. I grazed you in the wilderness, in a land of searing drought. In accord with their pasture, they were satisfied. They were satisfied and their heart was exalted. Therefore they forgot me. So I shall become to them like a black lion. Like a leopard I shall lie in wait along the way. I shall encounter them like a bereaved bear, and I shall tear the enclosure of their heart and devour them there like a parent lion. The wild animal of the field it shall rend them. It ruins you, Israel, for in me is your help. Where is your king indeed, that he may save you in all your cities? And your judges of whom you said, do give me a king and chief officials? I am giving you a king in my anger, and I am taking him away in my rage. The depravity of Ephraim is bundled up. His sin is stored up. The cramps of childbirth, they shall come for him. He is an unwise son, for at the proper time he shall not stand ready at the breaking forth of sons. From the grip of the unseen I shall ransom them. From death I shall redeem them. Where are your plagues, death? Where is your sting, unseen? Regret, it shall be concealed from my eyes, seeing that he is parting between his brothers. An east wind shall come. The wind of Yahweh shall come up from the wilderness, and it shall dry up his fountain, and it shall drain his spring. He shall rob the treasure of every coveted article. Samaria shall be held guilty, for she rebels against her Elohim. By the sword they shall fall, and their infants they shall be dashed to pieces, and their pregnant women they shall be rent. Chapter 14. Do return, Israel, unto Yahweh your Elohim, for you stumble in your depravity. Take words with you and return to Yahweh. Say to him, bear away all the depravity. Take the good, and we shall repay with the fruit of our lips. Assyria, it cannot save us. We shall not ride on the horse, nor shall we again say, our Elohim, to the work of our hands. For in you the orphan is being shown compassion. I shall heal their backsliding. I shall love them willingly, for my anger will turn back from him. I shall become as the dew to Israel. He shall bud as the anemone, and thrust out his roots like Lebanon. His young shoots shall go forth, and his splendor shall become like the olive tree, and his scent like Lebanon. The dwellers in his shade shall return. They shall revive the grain, and they shall bud like the vine. The remembrance of him will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what are fetishes to him any longer? I humble him and am regarding him. I am like a flourishing fir. Your fruit is found to be from me. Who is wise shall also understand these things. These being understood, he shall also acknowledge them. For upright are the ways of Yahweh, and the righteous, they shall walk in them. Yet the transgressors, they shall be stumbled in them.